and they move upstage, or they upstage you, or they do all this sort of thing. There's none of this between Ken and I. We know exactly what we're going to do. Well, because I know him as a man, as apart from an actor.
Yes. The new girl you have, do you think she will develop into the same type of part as Peggy Ann Jones, for instance?
I think so, dear, eventually. Mm. I think she will. I think she's got a long way to go, you know.
Yes. She's got a lovely voice.
Yes, yes. It's a very, very good voice,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
And she's petite, and she's right. And she's the type, I think.
I don't think she could be so funny.
No.
In the Mikado, for instance.
Yeah.
I don't think she... I don't know who was seeing the Mikado on Monday, but...
Yes, well, listen, I think lots of people thought that Peggy was perhaps too funny in some
of these
parts.
I think she... Did she alter during the years?
Yes, she altered a lot.
She did to me, but I thought it was just familiarity, you know, getting, oh, it's Peggy Ann Jones,
and you watched her
more and more.
I miss Peggy very much.
I'm sure you do, because she was absolutely superb.
Because there's Kenneth and Peggy and myself, I think, were a sort of threesome that we could say to one another, why don't you try it this way? Oh, do you think it would be a good idea if you did so-and-so, you see? And they could say it to me, indeed, and they say, oh, yes, well, yes, yes, I'll try that. Mm-hmm. And I said, if it doesn't work, cut it out again, you see? And we would experiment with this sort of thing. But I find I can't say to other people that really beginners very often don't like being told what to do. And all I'm doing is to help. Because the better you make them, the worse it is for you, in point of fact, if they have a mind to analyze it. But people really don't like to be told, I think. You know. And after all, I used to think to myself, well, I've said this sort of thing to people in the past, no names mentioned here, but I mean, and they would say, oh no, I don't see it that way, you see. And I'll say, well, all right. And then I shut up, and now I don't say anything to anybody. Because I used to think, well, doesn't 18 years or whatever time I've been in this company stand for anything, you know? I mean, I've seen better people than them do these parts, you know? I mean, I've seen them come and go, you know, and learn things from them. I certainly think with any producer, you must glean what you want out of it, what suits you, and leave the rest to go, you see? But accept anything, any criticism, anything that'll help me, I will do now.
Yes.
I can remember years ago, a chorister saying to me, I don't think you're saying that line right. It shouldn't be so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. And for a split second inside, although I didn't show him, I was indignant. I thought, you to tell me, you know, can't even say a line on the stage yourself at all, you see. And then I went back to my dressing room and I thought about it and I thought, he's right. He is dead right. And I did just as he said, and I'm still doing it the way he said.
Yes.
You see, it doesn't mean because perhaps you can't do it yourself, you can't hear. An audience could tell me a few things that irritate them in some way. And if it irritates, I'll cut it out.
And you will welcome this kind of...
Yes, of course I will. Of course I will.
Yes.
I mean, any critics or anything like that, you see, lots of criticism. I'm not mad about critics at all. No. And I don't think any artist is, because they're sometimes so very unfair, I think.
Very unfair.
And
I think you have to see a thing yourself and form your own opinion.
And in any case, I mean, I love the theatre. And if they damage it in any way, from a criticism of anything, then they're not my best friends, you see.
Mm.
I did a terrible thing in America once, I remember. We were in Chicago, and there was a critic called Claudia Cassidy. And I learnt about her afterwards, but then it wasn't even a name to me. And we did a very good Mikado, and all the encores were in everything, and the audience were fantastic. And I thought, well, it's got to be a good write-up next day. Now, I'm interested in write-ups in America, but not here so much now, because I really have come to the pitch that I don't bother to read them now, because if it's good, I don't believe it. If it's bad, I'm depressed, so I just leave them alone, you see. But in America, I was reading them. She slated that show. Slated it. I got off pretty lightly. I went on too long with my encores, but I was all right. That's all, just all right. And then, but all my friends were just, oh, dear me, torn to shreds. So anyhow, the next place we went to, we had to have an interview in the foyer. And there was Tom Round, Gillian Knight, Jennifer Toy, and myself were to be interviewed immediately after the show. And we went, and all the equipment was there like this, and they gave me a microphone like that. And Tom was sitting, and I thought, well, they're waiting for the girls to come, you see. I didn't know I was on the air already, and live at that. And they said something about critics. I said, don't talk to me about critics. I said, that Claudia Cassidy in Chicago, she must be as old as God. You see? And they laughed. So, and because they laughed, I went on. You see? And I said, I'll bet she has a face like the back of a bus. You know, and they were laughing and they were egging me on. And I was saying dreadful, dreadful things, you see. Just thinking we're waiting for the girls coming. And after the show was over, they told me, I said, oh, my goodness.